Gabrielle Maina was shot in the affluent Nairobi suburb of Karen in what was originally believed to be a botched robbery, reportedly involving assailants on motorbikes. Staff members from a nearby lodge heard the gunshots and rushed to the scene. Kevin Mayodi has told the ABC he was one of them.
I heard the sound of a gun two times. After a few minutes, I come to see what's going on. I found somebody lie down on the road, was shot.
But now Gabrielle Maina's lawyer is speaking out, claiming there are signs the shooting may have been targeted. George Kingori says it appears his client may have been kneeling during the shooting and someone was standing. No arrests have been made so far. The 40-year-old is believed to have just dropped off one of her children at a friend's house when the shooting occurred. The Kenya High Commission in Canberra says investigations are underway in Nairobi, but Mr. Kingori has told the ABC it's important Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs puts pressure on Kenyan officials to investigate thoroughly.
Oh yes, yes, it is important for them to keep on pushing until it is settled as to what caused Gabrielle's death.
There are allegations emerging now that Ms. Maina had expressed fears about her safety. George Kingori says his client was granted a restraining order against her husband in April this year after alleging she was being threatened.
So she needed that to stop and therefore approached us for assistance. She was afraid.
Ms. Maina, originally from Armidale, New South Wales, moved to Nairobi in September 2015 and worked at the Hillcrest Preparatory School. Tributes have flowed in from her family, friends and colleagues in the days following her death. Ms. Maina's friend and former colleague, Emmanuel Simiyu Manyoli, has told the ABC she was a really good person.
Words cannot describe Gabrielle. She's not, to me, I felt she's from a different planet of different world. She was so kind-hearted.
It's understood Gabrielle Maina had moved so her children could be closer to their grandparents. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull expressed his sympathy on Radio 3AW.
It is a tragic event, and you know our prayers and love and condolences go out to her family and loved ones.